That's not what I said.
Well, that's what I heard.
Isn't that what you heard? Teresa, instead of running for student body president, why don't you just make pretzels? Because all you do is twist everything I say. Look, if you want to keep activities such as the Film Society and the campus paper, we have to pay for them by raising student fees. No. Listen to me, listen to me. If we charge a dollar a head for each dance, we can put that money towards a scholarship fund. Let's party with a purpose.
Uh-uh. Elect Dwayne Wayne and pay to party. Oh. That's not your
Or I'll call security. Now, if you children want to act like crazy people, go on TV with that Martin Downey Jr.
Mr. Gaines, we're trying to debate the issues.
Does this look like a barbershop to you? Now, the only thing worth debating is whether you going out the front door, the back door, or flunking out of here.
I was touched, man. I was deeply moved by your forward thinking and your dedication to your fellow students.
I'm glad somebody heard me.
Oh, I did. Now, when you were talking about making people pay to party, you didn't mean me, did you?
I especially meant you.
Sir. Good day, Johnson. At ease.
Hey, Colonel Taylor.
Mr. Wayne, I've been looking for you. I'm having my rug shampooed tomorrow afternoon. I won't be able to be there to let the workmen in. I was wondering if you could cover for me.
Oh, sir, I'm honored that you would trust me with your house.
I trusted you with my daughter. The same rules apply. Don't touch anything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about a cassette tape? Freddie's crazy about Ziggy Marley.
She doesn't have a cassette player.
You do.
And how many times has she dropped it?
At least we have to come up with something. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Well, whatever you do, be sure you buy her something that doesn't come from scarecrows or us.
I think I know who's gonna be at Assembly Sunday. I was doing some filing in Dean Hewitt's office when I came across this memo on his desk. Hold press release until Jackson party confirms. You know what that means, don't you?
It means you're a snoop.
It means that the Jacksons are having their reunion concert right here at Hillman. I'm so glad I didn't go to Berkeley.
Did you say Jackson concert?
Yes, the Jacksons are having their reunion concert on the weekend of my 18th birthday.
Wait a minute, oh, Michael's retired.
And Tito has no business getting back on that stage.
Then it can only be the most important Jackson in the country today. LaToya.
Please, that woman has more plastic in her than a Tonka truck.
She's not just a great entertainer. The woman has a lot to say. She's been on every talk show. She's an expert on reptiles. Now, can any of us say we know as much as we should about snake life?
Well, now you.
Lisa Whitley, I've got it. The perfect gift for Freddie. A book about Zora Neale Hurston.
Ooh, just what she needs. Another book.
Hurston is her favorite writer.
I'm not surprised. I heard she wore the same dress all through college, too.
I just bought that book. It's so inspiring. Are you reading it?
I am now.
Brother, you are going about this all wrong.
What am I doing wrong?
You're campaigning on the issues. It's killing you, man. You want to win distance substance and come up with some style. Teresa says you don't like dances. Come up with a dance. Do the Dwayne.
I'm not gonna boogaloo my way in the office.
Let me put it to you this way. If you weren't my partner, I'd be casting my ballot for Teresa. So you better get up off of that thing and get on the good foot.
Same rules apply. Don't touch anything.
I wouldn't want to touch these overgrown Ginsu knives anyway.
Ooh, it's pretty...
The Bengal tiger, the most feared animal in all the land. But he is no match for the black ninja and his Ginsu knife of death. What's the matter? Can't catch your tongue? Come, Ginsu. Let us see what other adventures lie beyond the gates of the Golden Temple.
Hey. Hello.
How you doing?
Is Colonel Taylor in?
Nope, but he told me to expect you. The rugs are right here. Wow, you guys look sharp. There must be a lot of money in dirty rugs.
I beg your pardon.
Whoa!
You look... Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. I know you must be tired of hearing this, but you look just like Jesse Jackson. I don't know who your partners are, but if you put your face on the truck, you get a lot more business.
Didn't mean to surprise you. I'm early.
You know something? You sound like him, too.
I am him. I'm Jesse Jackson.
Get out of here. You ain't no Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson, first of all, is a lot taller than you are. Second of all, Jesse Jackson run Operation Push, not Operation Push the Vacuum.
I'll get the bags, Reverend.
Thank you.
Why did he call you Reverend?
I used to be a country preacher before I got into the rug business.
You're still a country preacher.
Beanie!
Hey, Jesse!
Jesse! Jesse, Jesse, Jesse! Oh, Jesse, 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 Jesse,
Jesse, Jesse, Jesse, Jesse, Jesse, Mr. Wayne. You weren't supposed to be here until dinner time.
I'm early because my flight actually took off on time for a change.
The Rainbow Coalition, Jesse, Jesse! The Jesse, Jesse, the Bat Man, Mike Tyson!
I'm the only person who ever took him down, held him down, almost drowned him.
I worked for you. I voted for you.
Yes,
I was.
Yes. This is Dwayne Wayne, one of my brightest students. You know, he's also thrown his hat into the political ring.
Yeah, I'm running for president. President of student council.
When I was at North Carolina A&T, I was also president of student council.
Why? It's a good thing I don't have to run against him.
Mr. Wayne, I think Mr. Jackson would probably like to freshen up.
Good to see you, Beanie.
All right, down the hall on the left.
Good to meet you, Mr. Jackson. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Listen to me. Jesse Jackson is staying at Colonel Taylor's house. They grew up together. He's speaking at the assembly tomorrow.
Jesse Jackson and LaToya Jackson here on the same weekend? What are the odds on that?
Clue in, brother. The only way you're gonna see LaToya is in that poster over your bed.
Damn! I was really looking forward to discussing her views on world affairs. Guess I better go break the bad news to the fellas.
Voters of Hillman, for your political pleasure, I give to you the current and future president of your student government, Teresa Stone, doing the Stone Boogie.
Do you feel the beat? Do you like the heat? It's a cold stone boogie. I can't be beat. A vote for me means victory. It's like banking all your money for security. So ignore that same old time refrain. Don't vote for Dwayne. He's a wallet drain. Ignore that same old time refrain. Don't vote for Dwayne. He's a wallet drain. Hey! Woo!
All right.
Don't be blinded by the flash. What you saw was a woman dancing around the issues.
Dancing,
because
right.
Every year, the federal government cuts funding for education.
That's
now,
right.
My student council will make sure that Hillman has a solid present and a solid future.
All right. Now that's some talk.
A vote for me is a vote for the slamminest, jamminest homecoming Hillman has ever seen.
Mission Control, because your campaign is about to blast off.
Brother, this mission is scrubbed.
I don't know if I like the sound of this.
Oh, maybe you'd like it better like this. I'm out. There's nothing left to shout about. I quit. I'm through with it.
You know, it's a good thing I didn't let you dance. You could have lost all support.
Ron, read my lips. I'm out. Nobody on this campus cares about anything important. This is the me generation. So I'm going to take care of me. Let everybody put on the clown suits and party.
Brother, look, I know just how you feel. If I got humiliated every time I open my mouth in public, it would get to me, too. Look, I have in my hand the first nail in Teresa Stone's coffin.
Look at that. You, me, and Jesse.
I would have got a better picture of you if I had time, but I think I came out pretty good. What do you think?
I want you to dig a hole, and I want you to climb down into that hole, and I want you to take this poster with you.
Now, if I had known you were going to be this ungrateful, I wouldn't have spent the last 2 hours putting these up all over campus.
Now I have to spend the next 2 hours taking a bath.
Being those smothered pork chops as good as your grandma Matilda's.
Yeah, and I can still put them away, too.
And still skin as a beanpole. Where does it go?
Oh, shoot, man, you're just jealous. Check it out.
My, my. Smooth, who's that?
Stu Gardner. You figured out what you're going to say to the students tomorrow?
Trying to make up my mind. I might just pretend I'm in Washington and give my first inaugural address. Dying to use it.
Oh, boy, here we go again. You know, people been returning things to me that they never even borrow.
You're just popular.
Be with you in a minute.
Ah, okay. I'm not staying. Old Reverend Jackson, I just hope you haven't eaten yet, because I brought you some of my special Rainbow Coalition meatloaf. Yeah, it's got ground pork, ground chicken, and ground round. And it looks real pretty when you slice it.
Thank you, friend.
Boy, the name is Gaines, but please call me Vernon. See, now, everybody does. Yeah, have a little taste while it's still hot.
Vernon, we just ate.
Oh, now, man, his size always got room for more.
And it's good, too. Thank you.
Yeah, well, then you're welcome. Now, look at here. Now, it's even better with a potato.
Oh, no. I'll just put this in the fridge.
Oh, okay. No, not until you take a picture of me and the Reverend and the meatloaf.
Vernon!
You don't mind, do you, Reverend? Well, of course you don't. You just lucky that my Velma isn't here. You know, I remember the time we met Billy Eckstein in Atlantic City.
Come on.
Velma nearly talked the man to death all over
Snap.
The casino.
Smile.
She sound like a slot machine.
Smile.
I was hoping somebody put a nickel in her mouth.
Smile.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you, Reverend.
Oh, my good. Look at the time. I got to get out of here.
Thank you for the meatloaf, man.
Don't mention it now, because I'm going to send you and the missus a recipe.
I understand.
And a picture of us, because I'm making double prints.
I understand.
Oh, now, girl, yes, I won't tell nobody the Reverend's in your house.
Goodbye, Bernie. I'm sorry, man. Look, but you're just a hard secret to keep.
I'm not complaining. This is mighty good meatloaf, buddy.
Now, I bet you that's Vernon come back to give you some of his Rainbow Coalition custard.
Mr. Wayne, I haven't seen as much of you since you were dating my daughter.
May I talk to the Reverend, please? I owe him an apology.
Dwayne Wayne says he's sorry. Now, good night.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Beanie. Dwayne, what do you have to apologize about?
This.
I know that there's a perfectly ridiculous explanation for this.
Well, I wasn't doing too well in my campaign for student government president, and an overzealous supporter made this up thinking it might get me over him.
That's this guy in the middle, right?
That's him.
Now, I took down as many as I could, sir, and when I drop out of the race officially, I'll make sure that everyone knows that you had nothing to do about it.
Dwayne Wayne, he is somebody. What was our campaign about?
Nothing anybody cared about. All these people care about is a jamming, slamming homecoming.
Sounds like you were about as popular as I was in my first campaign.
I wouldn't carry one dorm. I barely carried my best friend.
So that's why you're dropping out?
Well, yeah. I mean, only a fool would keep taking these beatings.
I know that feeling, Beanie.
Oh, but you're Jesse Jackson. People listen to you.
That's because I wouldn't give up. I was not a chump. I would not surrender. I stood up. And you must stand up. Right, Beanie?
Amen to that.
Nobody cares if I set up a scholarship fund or try to save student activities. No one else is thinking about the future.
So why should you? You want to be a leader? You can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. You can't cook with cold grease. You got to stand up to be a leader.
Reverend, I've tried. It's not my fault. No one is listening to me.
You got to stand up. You can't surrender. A man can't be heard if he stops talking. Stand up.
Amen to that, too. I first met this man many years ago in my grandmama's kitchen. Oh, yeah, he was the first to sit down, the last one to get up. Some things never change. If I'd known he was going to become a world leader, well, I would have offered him my peach cobbler. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Thank you for the introduction, Beanie. Earlier today, as I contemplated this lecture tonight, I thought about a young man who had been in a rather sad and melancholy mood, feeling insignificant, impotent, worthless, that he did not count. As I thought about him, it occurred to me that his real problem was he felt that as one person, he could not make a difference. The change in America that's taken place in the last 30 years has occurred because somebody thought that they could make a difference.
That's right.
The changes did not come from Wall Street, or the White House, or the Congress, or the courts. They always started by some young person who thought that they could, in fact, make a difference. Rosa Parks got on a bus one day. The sign above the driver's head read, "A colored seat from the rear, white seat from the front. Violators will be punished by law." She refused to go to the back of the bus.
Yes, she did.
And she was arrested. Dr. King went to her rescue, a 26-year-old student, and told her, "Better let you walk in dignity than ride in shame. One person can make a difference." In 1957, 9 students at Little Rock Central High in Arkansas went to school one day led by the army. They refused to bow. They made a difference.
Made a difference. Yes, yes.
You
yes.
must make a difference. Whenever students are sober and sane and sensitive and put hope in their brains and not dope in their veins, they can always make a difference.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because they died, your generation has the power. John Kennedy was elected by a margin of 112,000 votes. Less than one vote per precinct. Everybody counts. Nixon beat Humphrey by 550,000 votes. Carter beat Ford by 1,000,007. Fewer than 3 million votes elected, 3 presidents in 16 years. Today, there are 3.2 million high school seniors alone graduating. They should come across that stage with a diploma in one hand and a voter card in the other,
yeah,
because
yeah,
they can make a difference.
Right.
Million college students must vote. You have the power. You must not have the attitude. It's not my aptitude, but my attitude that determines my altitude or how high I will go. My mind is a pearl. I can learn anything in the world. Just because it rains, I don't have to drown. I may have been born in the slum, but the slum was not born in me. I can rise above my circumstance. That once picked cotton can now pick presidents. Yeah. You want to free Mandela and free South Africa? Yeah. Let's vote about it. Let's vote about it.
Votes and you'd have been president.
I demand a recount. Look, it's not important whether I won or lost. The important thing is I had something to say, I said it, and I'm gonna keep on saying it.
All right. Good for you.
I wish I'd won.
Well, Freddie, we looked, and we looked for the right birthday present, but we just couldn't find anything.
Until now. Hit it, fellas.
Male strippers. No, we got this idea from Reverend Jackson.
Happy birthday, Freddie. Brother, birthday present for you.
It's more special than it looks. 18 candles on the cake.
What a difference you can make.
T-Bag, know the issue.
Make a choice.
It's time to cast your ballot.
Let them hear your voice. But you can't vote.
Cause it would be hard.
A registration card.
Navigation for your own voter registration card.
Happy birthday, Freddie.
I don't know how to tell you guys this, but I filled out my registration papers this morning.